I'm reading from the Epistle of Timothy this morning. We're going to read from chapter 6, verse 11. But you, O man of God, pursue righteousness and godliness. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life to which you were called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Jesus Christ who witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate that you keep this commandment without spot and blameless until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you have no doubt been present at the birth of your children. I had the experience of being there when all three of my children were born. If you could encapsulate everything that you believe and everything that you would want for your child, and if that newborn child could understand what you want to give to them at that moment, and if you could say it all in 10 minutes or 15 minutes, what would you tell your child? That's the task I have before me this morning, and it's an impossible task. But there's a couple of ideas from this passage, especially to you that are getting baptized today, and for the rest of us as a congregation and as a church today, as a family, that I'd like to share that Paul was sharing with Timothy. And my prayer is that this will be encouragement to you and be encouragement to all of us as we live our life before Jesus Christ. Paul addresses Timothy as a man of God. Апостол Павел обращается к Тимофею, здесь называет его человек Божий, муж Божий. What is a man of God? What is a man? There's a book written a few years ago by a famous man. He's not a believer, but he was writing to women so that they would know how men think, how men act, how men live. Remember Joshua, before he entered the land, God tells him, be courageous. Be a man. What does it mean to be a man? A man of God. This is a term we only find a couple of times in scriptures. In the Old Testament, this phrase was used of prophets, sometimes of priests. When talking about Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses is called a man of God. Elijah in 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 9 is called a man of God. Several times Elijah and Elisha are called a man of God, and they were called to bring judgment upon the people. Or they were asked to lead the people towards worship, correct and proper worship of God. O man of God. Here in this text Paul says, man of God, flee these things and pursue these things. There is a contrast between the things that we are to strive for and the things we are supposed to run away from. Men of God in the Old Testament were characterized by their lifestyle, by the way they spoke, by the way they lived their life. And the primary characteristic of a man of God throughout Scripture are the things that he strives towards in his life and the things that he runs away from in his life. What are you running for in your life? And what are you running away from in your life? My desire for us today, and especially for you that are going to be baptized today and make a public testimony with your action and your commitment to Jesus Christ. And my prayer for all of us today is that all of us be men of God and women of God. To be a man of God means, in biblical terms, to be like Jesus. To be a woman of God is for you to be like Jesus. And that's what Paul was concerned about in all of his epistles. Where Sunday morning is gone through Ephesians right now. And the keynote verse there in chapter 4, verse 1, Paul says, walk, live your life in a way that is worthy of your calling. O men and women of God, O church of God, Paul says, pursue righteousness. Преуспевай в правде. Это слово «преуспевай» обозначает преследовать, чтобы догнать его и хватить его, чтобы это было часть нашего характера. Pursue. This is the term hunters use when they go hunting. And they want to catch whatever they want to catch. Brother George is a hunter. He knows what I'm talking about. The goal when you get home is to catch what you were pursuing. And Paul writing here to Timothy as a young pastor, Paul's about ready to die. Very shortly after he wrote this, he was beheaded. And he's passing the ministry on to Timothy. He says, you are a man of God. Pursue righteousness. Pursuit is a race. In an athletic sense, when we're in an arena and you're running to catch the next person that is carrying the baton so you could pass the baton of faith onto you. And then you will pick it up and you will carry it. Когда вы видите, люди бегут на ристалище, один эстафету несет, и второй человек бежит за ним, чтобы догнать его, чтобы ему передать это. Преуспевай в вере, чтобы и ты преуспевал, и потом передать следующему поколению. Кому-то передать ту веру, которую мы получили от Господа. Pursue, chase it, acquire it, catch it. Make it part of your life. Pursue what? The man and the woman of God, they pursue righteousness. What does righteousness mean? Righteousness is what is right in the eyes of God. God has a standard. God's standard is right. It's perfect. It's holy. It's sinless. Праведность Божия. Это стоять правильно перед Господом. В той праведности, которую Господь вменил нам. Righteousness and godliness are related. Righteousness is fulfilling in your life the commands of God that we find in Scripture relative to human beings. Godliness is the same law of God, but it's expressed in our life before God. So righteousness is, can be said it's a relationship with humans, and godliness is the same standard of holiness expressed before God by the redeemed people of God and our conformity to the laws of God. You know the law of God, you know the will of God, now live that way. Paul says, pursue it. Преуспевай, преследуй, приобретай праведность. Мы сами эту праведность не имеем. Но Бог ее вменяет нам в момент нашего спасения. Праведность и благочестие, которое мы своей силой, своими силами не можем выполнять в нашей жизни. Но силой Духом Святым, который наполняет нас, мы можем жить эту жизнь, иметь победу духовную в нашей жизни. You can have victory in your life. You can live a godly life. You can acquire righteousness in your life that Jesus Christ imputes to you. And godliness and the Holy Spirit will give you the power to live this life. We receive this imputed righteousness from God at the moment of our salvation. When we repent of our sins, when we believe on what Jesus Christ has done in our life. Through the miraculous power that the Holy Spirit does in our life. God does this in our life. We do not do that by ourselves. When you came, when you prayed, that was the Holy Spirit of God working in your life. Scripture teaches us that on our own we're incapable of this. But God uses His word that you heard when we preached it. And God with His Holy Spirit applies it to your heart. And He convicted you of your sin and He gave you the gift of repentance and of faith. And you have come and you have done this. Now take the next step. You're going to make a public commitment before the church, before God today. And then you will go out and you will live your life and you will struggle with sin. But you will have victory and you will pursue and you will acquire righteousness and godliness in your life. Until the day of Jesus Christ, as Paul says here. God's righteousness in our life is expressed through the be attitudes that we find in the Sermon on the Mount. Vadim is smiling. We had a conversation about this recently. This is the attitudes of being, rather than the attitude the world obviously has in the world. You know, the righteous standard of God. Remember, the Pharisee went to the temple to pray. And he was praising God that he, comparing himself to the standard of the tax collector over in the corner. And he thought that he exceeded that standard of the tax collector. And God reminds him that he was comparing himself to the wrong standard. He was comparing himself to the standard that he thought he could accomplish. And God says, you cannot accomplish the standard of holiness and perfection and righteousness that I am. Праведность, которой фарисей сравнивал свою жизнь. Праведность того мытаря. Он думал, он мог исполнить тот стандарт праведности, с которым он сравнял себя, но Бог ему показывает свой стандарт праведности, святости, безгрешности, которые никто из нас не может в своей жизни иметь, если Господь не вменит его нам. Итак, преуспевай в этом. The man of God is not only known by what he pursues in his life, but what he abstains from. Paul says, flee, run away, убегай. From what? From all the things that are displeasing to God, from sin, from the love of money, from the material things, from the things that pass, from the things that rust, from the things that people want to steal from you. You know what is godliness? The things that people do not want to steal from you. Pursue it and flee from the things that are in the world. John in 1 John says, do not love the world or the things in the world because they're temporary, but pursue the eternal things of God. So flee the things that you used to love and pursue the things that you now love because of the power of God in your life. Verse 12, fight the good fight. Fight means to run the race, to be a winner, to catch up and pursue and acquire righteousness and godliness and holiness. Lay hold on eternal life that God has given you. What that means is you've been given it to it. Now hold it in your hand as that baton in a race and run with it. How long will you run this race? This race you will run, verse 13, in the presence of God. In other words, God is watching you now. He's watching your life. He's watching and helping you run this race to pursue godliness and righteousness. Do this until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a commandment. Это повеление от Господа для каждого из нас. Без пятна, непорочными, without blame, without spot. Can you do it? Can I do it? Can the church do it? Absolutely not, but with the power of God, the Holy Spirit in your life. God is in your life now. The Holy Spirit lives in your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No test, no temptation, no circumstance, no power, no force, good or evil, will be able to conquer you, but you will have power to live this life for Jesus Christ. Today, you're making a confession. Paul, talking to Timothy, says, you made this confession before many people. You're making your confession today before all of us, but most importantly, before God. God is watching you. He will watch you till the day you go into his presence. Paul, writing to Philippians, says that the thing that God started in your life, he will finish it. Начавши доброе дело в вас, совершит до дня Иисуса Христа. May God bless his word. Amen.